a lot of people have a lot of success. They have a great backstory, but they're afraid to share it or they don't know how to share it.
Hello and welcome to Brand Tuned, the only podcast on branding that covers IP, which is intrinsic to business and brands. I'm Shireen Smith, lawyer, brand strategist, and curious business owner, keen to discover the secrets of effective brand building to create a successful business. My guest today is Connie Fife. She's the jewel in the crown of the Fife Group, a million-dollar coach, business strategist, and committed advocate for transforming the human spirit through the power of creativity. Hello, Connie. Welcome to the Brand Tune podcast.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I'm intrigued to find out more about what you do and how you came to do it. Can you tell us more?
Sure, absolutely. I have former corporate executive. I've had this business 14 years. And I had there was no original intention of becoming an entrepreneur and having my own business. But, I always say I was groomed for corporate, and I made my way to the CEO position. And when the company realigned, I was out of a job. And I was like, what do I do now? And, trying to figure it out, spending a bit of time over that. And, I joke that it was a lot of margaritas and pool time that summer, trying to figure out what I was going to do next. And I realized that it was a gift, that I no longer had this corporate position, and set out on a journey to start my own business. And I stumbled, at least a good 2 years or so, trying to figure out what that path is and, where I was going to go and who I was going to help. So, of course, initially, I started in the nonprofit sector because that's what I knew best. But I quickly moved into corporate and coaching and mentoring executives, best lead their team and do what they do best. And I call it, emotional engagement or creative engagement with their employees to get them to want to do more with less. And so that just continued growing and took me down the path of the agency, where we're at today, because I became a professional speaker. And then about 4 years ago, I lost my voice for over 6 months. And I thought, not a good business plan to not have a voice as a professional speaker. So I started the agency because I have a very strong background in business and much better than being a speaker. And I'd seen so many speakers struggling. Wanting to get to the next gig, but yet they were, broke, poor, sleeping, on the airport benches waiting for their next flight because they weren't running their speaking business as a business. And so that's when I decided to shift, and that brought me to where I'm at today.
So what was the challenge at the beginning when, you start your business? How did you move forward then? Did you have any clients? What was it like?
The challenge when first starting out, I know for me, it was, I was thrown into the lion's den, and being in corporate is so much different than having your own business. I thought, this was my ego, and I thought, well, people know me. I was CEO, and I'm going to set up shop, and people are just going to call me. Well, it didn't happen that way. People weren't calling. And so the biggest challenge for me was learning the right technology platform, learning the best way to connect with my true audience, and getting very clear on the audience that I was going to be working with and helping. That was a challenge. And that's a challenge for a lot of people that I even work with today, because like, well, I can work with anybody. And the first thing I say is, let's take anybody out of your definition. And let's get very specific, because the fear is, if I say I'm only going to work with X category, that means nobody else will call me. But that's not the case at all. If you get very, very well known in a specific area or a specific topic, people are going to come to you, and it doesn't matter what industry that they're in. They will find you.
So how did that lead you into leadership? Did you say you'd started doing leadership?
Yeah, so I started doing programs initially around leadership, and again, working with executives and helping them really see the true picture, because there's many definitions of leadership. And the question is, which leadership style works within that organization, because the leader, I mean, they really own the culture of the organization. And so really getting clear on what that, you know, is it a servant leader? Is it a dictator leader? Is it, you know, what is it and what works? And we all know that, you know, dictator leader doesn't work anymore. So how do you, you know, bring that down? And again, the leader, you know, owns that culture of the organization. So how do they bring it in throughout and really help their people truly, you know, do what they do best? And I mean, I know that there's been a lot of books out, like, you know, have your people in the right seat on the bus. And, you know, so I somewhat believe that, but it's really more than that is, you know, again, what do they need and what are they looking for? I know before I had lost my corporate position, I knew it was happening. And so I, you know, had meetings, and this is how I always operated with my people. What are your needs? You know, what needs to happen? Because I also know they each were going to be reapplying for their position as well. So I went to our board of directors and got funding. If I didn't get it from there, I don't hesitate to pick up the phone and call people for money. But what I did, I was able to help our people get the training that they needed. You know, we brought in people to do resume writing, how to dress appropriately for an interview. But the one that really comes to mind was the one gal, very, very creative. And I sat down with her, and she was always grumpy. And I said, you know, what can we do? How can we help you? And she said, you know what? She said, I work here full time. I take care of my mom full time. She said, I'm exhausted. She goes, all I want you to do is give me a Friday off every month to go get a massage. I was like, okay, done. And so I was like, if it's that easy, let's do it. But that's, you know, the true definition of a leader is really finding, you know, where your people are, where they excel, what their needs are. And then when you understand that and, you know, execute on it, and, you know, and help them and, you know, where they're at, that's when they're going to respect you and they'll want to come back too. I've let people go over the years. I've fired people who actually came back and thanked me because, you know, and saying, you know, well, you're really fair. You know, not happy that I'm fired, but I want to thank you for that because, again, looking at that and saying, I need to do an evaluation of who I am and what I want to be doing. So, you know, really, I mean, that's a definition of a leader that actually has somebody thank you for firing them. I thought that was pretty, pretty insightful when that had happened. But, and again, fast forward, like, so today, I don't necessarily myself talk about leadership, but through our talent concierge, we have a couple verticals in our business today. So we have talent concierge, where we represent Hallmark speakers. And, you know, we have a whole team of publicists and schedulers that'll get them booked for speaking around the world, live. And, of course, now virtually, we're one of the few talent agencies where all of our speakers have been certified to be virtual presenters. So that really gives us a leg up there. But, and then the other thing, we have a community, the Crazy Winds community, because we started having more and more people calling and asking, you know, how do I do this? What do I need to do? I want to leave my 9-to-5, who really don't have a background or a platform that they would bring. So we created an online course, the Crazy Ones Community. And then our other vertical is we'll have people come to us successfully, entertainers, actors, professional athletes, and they want to be speaking, and you know, rightfully so, and they have stories, but a lot of times they don't know how to get in front of an audience to speak. So our third vertical is, you know, a camp that we train, we go through, you know, speaking and book writing of their memoirs. And actually I help support with some of that, with some of their writing. I'm actually working on one right now. And, you know, and then we'll create all of their marketing assets that they need to get out and be seen. And so, like I said, a great deal of talent and entertainers, speakers and entertainers that we represent there. So it's really exciting to work with them.
So do you have your own events where they can come and speak, or are you often placing them?
Well, we do place them, but we also have our own event. We have an annual showcase, our Masters of Talent showcase. And two years ago, I laughed because at the time I was crying. 2 years ago, this showcase hit phenomenal numbers because it is very different, where we bring the speakers into a professional theater. To showcase them, and we stream it out live around the globe to event planners who we want to get them in front of. And we crashed the system. We had over 800,000 people trying to register in a very short time, and it totally took down our system. So like I said, at that point, I was not laughing. I was crying. figure this out. What's going on? So we've regrouped and we made a lot of investments in that. So we have our own platform. We still have that signature event style. Now, we would have had it this year in October, just a few weeks back, but unfortunately, didn't happen. So we're hoping that the world gets back, you know, into work, and so we can get out and do these events. So we consider doing virtual, but we decided to give it a break, and we are going to relaunch it next year. And I've had several groups contact me wanting to, you know, asking if I would either take over their event or do some type of collaboration with them. So we are looking to have it in 2021, it'd either be in Nashville or Las Vegas. So the speakers get to come and they get to showcase. Another event that, because of COVID and what has happened this year, and we had already been talking about this before COVID hit, was taking it on the road, where we're going to go to, you know, different venues in the U.S., internationally, and working with some of our talent who come to us from around the globe, and setting up, you know, maybe it's a community theater or, you know, some venue in a town, and we have speakers nearby where they can come and, you know, if they're entertainers, you know, we have musicians, entertainers, and again, speakers. So we'll do a community event. And again, inviting the local event planners, because the biggest thing to get booked for speaking is they want to see you speaking. So what better way is to, you know, get out and, you know, invite them to come and see you live and experience you live. So we're going to put that back on our platform for 2021, so we can get out and get our speakers seen.
So what was it about your background that made you choose this type of business? It's kind of personal branding and helping people to showcase their expertise, I guess.
It is personal branding. It's all about your personal brand. And our signature line, you are the brand. So, you know, we kept sitting with that and sitting with that. And when I say we, my husband, because he's now our CEO, he left his corporate position last November in an aerospace company to join us. But he's an operations guy. So, you know, we dove into this initially to see where he fit into the business and how we were going to work together. But it turns out we work really well together. Not that I was surprised, but to be with each other all the time. So it really worked out together, but it was actually him. I mean, and I'm the creative marketing branding person, and it was actually him that came and he said, everything you talk about is branding and you know, the individual brand. And he said, you are the brand. So we actually filed the trademark for it. We just got it yesterday. Yeah, so we have the trademark for that.
What, for Connie Fief?
For Connie Fife, yes.
Fife.
Right, okay. Right. Yeah.
So what do you sell under that brand?
So, well, under that brand, we're using that for our talent. And that's what we have been using it. So, I mean, it's just official, you know, officially ours now. So it's everything under the brand of our label. So for our label, like I said, we work with, you know, Hallmark speakers, high level influencers, and everything under there, we've shortened it to UB10X. You are the brand 10X, because these are very, you know, influential people that we're working with. So, you know, so going back to your question, you know, how did I set up down this path? I mean, initially I didn't. My goal is I was going to be a corporate CEO, and that's what I was going to do for, you know, forever. I wasn't prepared to have lost my job, but doing that, and then again, when I lost my voice and reevaluating what I was doing, I initially set out where, okay, I'm just going to be an agency, and I'll work with speakers to show them how to build a business so they can make money. And then it quickly grew. Within a year, we received the designation to be a label, because we're not a speakers bureau. We're just not booking speakers. We actually take a very hands-on approach with them. And last year was like our year of awards. We were named the Agency with Heart 2 years in a row. And then I was also named the Radio Host of the Year. And then we got an award for being a trailblazer, disrupting innovation in the meetings industry, because we do it very, very differently. And so, and that is one thing, because people will call us and say, oh, I want to be on your label. And, you know, when we have conversations with them, it's like, you know, we work a little bit differently. We're not just, you know, representing individuals. And there's a qualification that you have to go through to work with us. And again, and showing and helping people understand that, yeah, you could be a speaker, and a lot of people will come and, you know, say, oh, I want to be a speaker, I want to be a jet setter, I just want to speak, you know, get on my private airplane and jump off to the next gig. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. Let's bring you back to reality. I've actually had those conversations with some people. So
you kind of create the person. If you think, yes, they've got talent, you, yes, create them like a record label might create a band.
Right. Right. We actually, that's exactly what we do. We create that person. We mold them. We take what they already have and we enhance it and we make it better. And we lift them up to be a celebrity, because a lot of people have a lot of success. They have a great backstory, but they're afraid to share it, or they don't know how to share it. Mm-hmm. And I was one of them. So I know, you know, what it takes to get pushed by someone. And I tell people right from the get-go when they work with me, I will push you. And there's going to be times when you're not going to like me because I'm going to push you so hard when I see something that's valuable for them to be using or them to be sharing, you know, in their story, or maybe, you know, in their book or in their writing. Or something to that nature.
So your process is that you've got an online course with the Crazy Ones community for what, people just wanting to learn what you can teach, but not, yes, people in your label.
Correct. If they're in the community, everybody in the label can be in the community. But if they're coming in through the community, it's giving them resources. everything that I've done over the last almost 14 years, I've put it into a video course, and some other experts too that I work with, they're in there as well. And I just open up my kimono and I've just given them everything. And, you know, this is what you need to do if you want to get on a speaking stage. These are the tools you need if you want to be a writer. These are the tools for this, this, or this to be a lifestyle entrepreneur. And so for next year, we're actually putting together a Crazy Ones community event. That'll be, you know, coming up as well. We have some key expert speakers that we're going to rely on to participate in that. But there is one more project. It's really my passion project that we're working on. And it's called Born Life, Beginning of Renewing Life. It's a foundation where organically we are taking, and we've asked our talent that work with us from, you know, movie writers to screen editors or our speakers, our athletes, whatever, and bring their talent together. And we're setting up this foundation out of Nashville, Tennessee, and we're going to have a lab there, a physical setting where we will have events there, and the proceeds and the benefactors of this are children, our kids that are aging out of foster care. And so it's very, very dear to my heart that we're doing this project. And it's been amazing. I just share the project with people and they're like, here's funding, here's dollars. I have attorneys doing all the pro bono work for us. Even our talent, I talked to them about it and they're like, I'm in. And we're using, you know, the STEM, but it's STEAM, science, technology, education, arts, music, math, you know, all of the sciences. So what we added some additional initials into there, but it's just showing kids that, you know, there's a path forward, you know, talking about health and education and just cleanliness. And, you know, when I see the path forward, it's, you know, you don't have to go down the path of drugs or, you know, early pregnancy or, you know, so really showing them that there is a future out there. There are opportunities out there.
Are they going to be the audience?
They will be the audience. They get to participate in the programming. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we'll have two live events per year where we have, again, our talent to come together in this learning lab where the kids are there as well. Young people, like I said, they're aging out of the system, so they're 18. So they're young adults. So they're participating in the learning lab as well. And then we'll match them with a mentor. So then throughout the year, they can reach out to that mentor, you know, they have that connection. So when they're looking at their career path, they have someone that they can go and talk to and share their concerns or look for advice from. So it's, again, it's connecting, you know, the creative individuals together with these young adults to lead them, you know, in a path forward, because they are our future. They are the leaders of our future, and you know, unless we're helping them. And this is something I've been wanting to do for a number of years. And this year, when COVID hit and all this chaos has been happening, it's been just really pulling me in so strong to really get this going and get this launched. So like I said, I started reaching out to people and they're like, yes, let's do it. You know, so it's in the works and we'll be launching in March of 21.
Oh, that sounds exciting for you. So you've got a lot going on. What is your camp for the entertainers and actors? How does that work?
So the process is, when they first come to us, it's typically by referral, or perhaps somebody that I might reach out to, or my podcast. So I do have a sizable podcast myself, and congratulations to you.
What's it called?
The Connie Fife Show.
Okay, great.
A couple of years ago when I did that shift And because I've been doing it for about 8.5 years now, and we did that shift a few years ago with me not having a voice because I had to, you know, be down for a period of time. So when I came back, we you know, took a look at that and realized, you know, that we have the followers. And actually, when I took it down, I was not planning to turn it back on. And then I started getting emails and messages from people saying, where'd you go? What's happening? You know, what's going on? And so we came back, but we shifted how we run the show in terms of the guest. I'd say a good percentage of our guests get on our label. They join our label. So it's like a pre-qualification to join the label. So the process, we have an application process. Mm-hmm. It's pretty lengthy. So, and then we have a timeline in order for people to respond to completing that. And it's telling, and that is so telling if somebody gets it right back to you, or if it takes them weeks and weeks and weeks to respond, then it's like, well, then, you know, it's not somebody that we want to work with. So we have very high standards. So in our timeline, you have to respond to that within 2 days. And then once you respond to that, the team and I get together, look at it within 3 days time, we get back to whether you're going to come on or not. And typically by the time you get the application, I've already had a discovery call with you, and I already have a sense of whether or not, you know, we want to be working with you. So then when we get back to them or they fill out the application, they have to send us all of their marketing assets. Most of the time they don't have that. They have a very strong background. They're influencers. But they don't have, you know, media kits or, you know, the headshots or, you know, promotional videos. They don't have any of that. So that's where we, you know, if we say yes, we go back to them and say, well, we do want to work with you. However, we need to get all of these documents created and including a speaker website. So again, we have a team that will create that for them. So they have to pay. So, and our team will create all of that information for them. And then once that is created, and during that time, I'm already working with them as their mentor, as their coach, talking about their keynote and helping them write their keynote in some regards and practicing the keynote. When we can get together, I would bring them right to my place because we have a full studio. And I would get them on camera and we would practice it over and over and over again. And we also, you know, talk about media and, you know, how do you handle that? Because our publicists will get them scheduled on podcasts, on television. So, you know, we prep them for that as well. So that's all happening while their assets are being created. So that could take up to 6 months. Maybe, you know, we've had some 8 months. It all depends on how quickly we get the material back from, you know, from the talent. And so then once that is done, once the coaching and mentoring is done, then, you know, we could say, you know, they've graduated and now they're on the label. And then once they're on the label, we also have some strategic partnerships with other groups out there, such as eSpeakers. They're an international database for speakers and entertainers. So our folks get listed on there. We also work with All American Entertainment, and they're the ones that they're international, putting together massive global events. So we're, you know, one of their go-to for their entertainers and speakers. You know, they come and work with us. So there's a number of groups like that that we participate with, and like I said, we're in alignment with as well to present our speakers to them. And then, like I said, we have schedulers and publicists and, of course, all of our marketing and such that we do as well. And, of course, I'm out doing podcasts and TV and you know, and such myself as well to enhance that marketing part of it.
So you're delivering all this one-to-one to them or one-to-many?
Well, we do one-to-many through the community, through the Crazy Ones community. For our talent, they do get one-to-one coaching and mentoring. And like I said, they're also invited to be part of the community. They don't all participate in that. And then once a month for our talent itself, the UB10X talent, we do have a roundtable where we bring all of them together. And I honestly could say it's like a family we have. You know, these are high achievers, again, business people, entertainers, but the, you know, the strategy and, you know, the structure of our roundtable discussions, we keep them, an hour and 15 minutes, you know, and, you know, we're in, we're out. I bring in special high level guests, you know, to the show. And of course they usually know who the guest is. And then we always end with some type of entertainment, whether somebody's singing or playing a guitar or something. So, but you have these high level individuals that are like, no, we're coming. We, you know, we want to be there. Cause, and last month I had, my system went down, and when it did, for whatever reason, crazy emails went out and they thought the event was canceled, and they were all calling me, why are we canceled. This is like an hour before our roundtable. I'm like, it's not canceled, make sure you're here. But it was just telling that they definitely look forward to the conversation each month, because then they get to see each other, they're doing business deals with each other. You know, for something like this, and for people at the level that we work with, they want to know who's in the room.
Yeah, so you create a community for them.
Yes. And when we have the showcase, and the very first time we had the showcase several years ago, I noticed something. You said that it was creating a community. They were all like in alignment and like, you know, joking and harassing on each other. So we went to dinner, because I host them for dinner one of the nights. And then I stepped away. I took myself out of the picture. And it, like I said, it's just a community. Like, they're always calling each other and chatting. And like I said, the biggest thing is many business deals are happening behind the scenes as well.
How many are there?
On the label itself, we have 30. We actually have a total of 45, but on the label active currently, there's 30 individuals. So I like to keep it on the smaller side so we can give that individual attention.
Sounds great. So they have their own businesses to earn money from, and they're coming to you primarily to get exposure as people, speakers, and so on.
Right.
All right. So you help them with every aspect of that business. You said you also help them to publish books. Is that right?
Well, yes, we do. So, I mean, it's not, you know, what I lead with, but yes. I used to formerly, when I first got into my career, I actually worked at a publishing company. And I did. And as I was working my way through school, I actually worked at HarperCollins Publishers. So, you know, I have a sense of publishing and what they're looking for. In myself, I've published 7 books. I'm working on my 8th book, which is more.
That's a lot. How do you find time for that?
Oh, God, I don't know. supportive family, I guess. So my current book I'm working on, it's more of my personal journey. Actually, the people on the label are pushing me. They're like, no, you need to get your book done, because I'm always on them to get their stuff done. So it's been harder because it is more personal, and it's been like a 2-year process. So yeah, I do need to get it done. But anyway, so for writing, yeah. So I've worked with many publishers, from hybrid to traditional publishing. I really don't get involved if they're going to be self-publishing, but if they, you know, they're looking at hybrid publishing, or if they're looking at traditional publishing. And of course, there's a lot of companies out there now that will help you create a very professional self-published book. So, but at one time, if you self-publish, traditional publishers, they wouldn't even take a look at you, you know, because their concern was, well, you put out a self-published book, you know, chances are it wasn't edited properly, or poor artwork, or poor settings, whatever. But it is changing, because there are companies out there that you can hire to help you create a self-published book. But it's nice to have a publisher behind your name. for sure. And it definitely helps, you know, getting that book and taking that book to number one. So I do that. Another project when our folks are looking to write a book, I have like key proposals that I know that have worked over the years. I have contacts with some leading publishing houses that I work with. I'll reach out to them. I'll help our talent write their proposal. And I guess that's actually what I'm doing right now. And, you know, I'll even submit it if that's what they want. I'll even submit it, of course, for, you know, a percentage and just make those contacts with those publishing houses. So, and even with our roundtable, I'll bring in someone from these publishing houses occasionally and just talk about the process and how you can get your book published traditionally and, you know, get some advance for it. So, you know, so I know the ins and outs of that process. So I do offer it to them as a service if we, you know, decide to go down that path.
So how much help do you have with all this? It sounds like you do a lot.
I do a lot. I have an awesome team. I can't do it without them. I have to give them all credit. I have a team, you know, production team for the podcast, videographers and photographers and different people that I use on a regular basis. Oh. You know, they're all contractors. I have, and again, an assistant. We have schedulers. We have publicists, people that maintain the website. So we have a team, yes, a very strong team that I work with. And like I said, I couldn't do what I do without them.
Without them, sure.
Yeah.
So finally, Connie, which brand do you particularly admire and why?
Well, our brands include, of course, the Connie Fife Show, Upper Out, which was the initial name of the Connie Fife Show, again, moving up in corporate or moving out, Crazy Ones, which is the Crazy Ones community, Talent Concierge, and then again, that's the name of the program, Talent Concierge, then you are the brand, of course, Born Life. The one that I spend most of my time on, that I enjoy the most, is right now Talent Concierge and working with the folks on our label, because I have somebody else that manages the community. And because we work with some very influential individuals, and I want to make sure that they're being taken care of and, you know, not, you know, just that because we get paid, because it's our reputation as well. And some of them could be very demanding, and I can handle them where I don't want to push those off to somebody else. Mm, sure. So we do have some very demanding individuals there because of who they are. Yeah. And again, my passion is the foundation, is really building and growing that foundation. So we've already talked about that when I move into working more on the space of the foundation. We'll probably look for someone else to run Talent Concierge. We'll have someone else there at the helm. Yeah.
So thank you very much, Connie, for appearing on the podcast.
Thank you.
My guest next week is Ruth King, also known as the Profitability Master, that helps companies get and stay profitable. Ruth has a website, Profitability Revolution, with hundreds of videos which anyone who buys one of her books, such as The Courage to be Profitable, would automatically get access to. If you've enjoyed the podcast, why not join my newsletter to receive fortnightly updates giving more insights on aspects of brand creation and brand building? Just download my 7 costly mistakes with your business and brand, and you'll be added. Details are in the show notes.